Welcome to Biblical Stock Market Updates. I'm your host, Dexter Lyons. I'm the Senior Portfolio Manager of the LionX Mutual Fund. With each episode, I'll provide biblical insight on the stock market. I've been helping Christians actively manage investment risk since 1990. I practice what I preach, and I eat my own cooking, as 99% of my assets are invested in LionX. Join me today as we discuss timely and biblical market insights. The Issachar Fund, LionX, is about 90% invested in 48 growth stocks as of June 14th. Tech stocks hit an all-time high last Wednesday, then dropped about 5% on Thursday on above-average volume, then finished Friday with a small 0.8% bounce higher on above-average volume. Thursday was a little scary to watch, but it may have been needed to knock a little of the froth off the market. I'm still finding leading growth stocks with attractive fundamentals and technical chart patterns to buy, so that tells me that the growth stock trend may be still intact. There has been a shift from growth to value stocks in the last few weeks, but I believe the beaten down laggard value stocks may have caught up and now may take a little rest if growth swings back into favor. If I'm wrong, I will do my best to follow my discipline and raise cash as needed, seeking to avoid life-changing losses. Everyone has a threshold of pain or a line in the sand where they must sell. I believe the key to long-term financial success is to know where your line in the sand is and what you will do if it is crossed. No one cares more about your money than you do, and I hope, and hope is not a strategy. There is no guarantee that any investment will achieve its objectives, generate positive returns, or avoid losses. The Fed increased its balance sheet last week by another $72 billion. Since March 1st of this year to last Friday, the Fed's balance sheet has grown from $4.1 trillion to $7.1 trillion, which is a 72% increase. The Fed creates this money out of thin air and uses some of it to buy bonds from large institutions. A lot of this free money eventually finds a happy home in the stock market. The Fed also creates money to buy the bonds that the Treasury floats in the market, and this is often called debt monetization. Congress votes to spend trillions knowing the Fed will monetize the debt if enough buyers, bidders, do not show up to buy this newly created issuance of government debt. Our national debt is now over $26 trillion. I do not see a conceivable way we will ever pay this off, which amounts to about $79,000 per American citizen. If you want to see a website of debt that will blow your mind, check out the U.S. Debt Clock site. Just put it in your Google bar. I believe excessive QE creation is the main reason why we're seeing a V-shaped recovery in the stock market. However, I believe we will not see a V-shaped recovery in the economy. Therefore, I believe that it is a stock picker's market, and stocks that have consistently grown earnings and sales over the last three quarters will continue to attract capital and lead the market. Bottom line, I expect the laggard value stocks to take a backseat to the leading growth stocks. I believe the leaders were not being sold, distributed last week, but rather buyers slowed their purchases. This appears to be a healthy dose of growth stock consolidation, in my opinion. However, 5% daily declines must be taken seriously. I like to buy the tennis balls type stocks that bounce higher and try to avoid the egg stocks that just sit there looking broken. I believe the Fed has our back, and that gives me the conviction to be 90% invested. I also believe that God has his hand on America, and he holds every president in the palm of his hand. Pray with me for the men and women who work hard to protect our freedoms. Thank you for your trust and business, and may God bless you. Proverbs 21, in the Lord's hand, the king's heart is a stream of water that he channels toward all who please him. If you know someone who might like to receive my weekly blogs, please send me their email or follow this link to subscribe. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you more abundantly. For more biblical insights on the stock market and how you can take active steps to manage risk in your investment portfolio with the LionX Mutual Fund, please visit www.issacharfund.com. That's ISSACHARFUND.com. Or call 866-787-8355. Be sure and subscribe to the Biblical Stock Market Updates podcast so you don't miss out on our next Biblical Insights on the Stock Market. Hope you have a blessed day. Goodbye. Now for some important compliance disclosures. Investors should carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Issacharfund Fund. This and other important information about the fund are contained in the prospectus, which can be obtained by calling 1-866-787-8355 or www.linex.net. The prospectus should be read carefully before investing. The Issacharfund Fund is distributed by Northern Lights Distributors, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Horizon Capital Management is not affiliated with Northern Lights Distributors, LLC. Important risk information. Mutual funds involves risks, including the possible loss of principal. An investment in the fund may not be appropriate for all investors. The fund may hold cash positions when the advisor feels that the market is not producing returns greater than the short-term cash investments in which the fund may invest. There is a risk that the sections of the market in which the fund invests will begin to rise or fall rapidly, and the fund will not be able to sell stocks quickly enough to avoid losses or reinvest its cash positions in areas of the advancing market quickly enough to capture the initial returns of changing market conditions. The advisor's judgment about the attractiveness, value, and potential appreciation of particular asset classes and securities in which the fund invests may prove to be incorrect and may not produce the desired results. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. If you know someone who would like to receive this via email, please hit subscribe at linex.net. Thank you, and God bless.